No whammies. Big bucks, you got $5,000.
Stop!
Oh! One more whammy.
Stop!
Stop at a car! You get a gain!
Stop!
Stop at $4,000 on a spin!
Stop!
Stop! Oh! Dave's yet to get a whammy. $5,000.
Today, these three players are after big bucks, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Tamarkin.
Thank you, Rod, Roddy, and once again, welcome to Press Your Luck, the show where you can win a bundle or you can, of course, lose your shirt. And now let's meet the players who are going to be pressing their luck today, starting with our returning champion, Jim. How are you? $7,293. Jim, I understand you ransacked houses for antiques.
Oh,
did you ransack us for about $7,293? How do you feel?
Oh, great. Happy as could be. You can't wait.
You ready to win more?
I'm ready to give it a try. You
look like you are. All right, Jim, let's meet your competitors, starting with our second contestant, Joan Forer. Hiya, Joan.
Hi, I'm Joan Forer. I live in Los Angeles. I do executive research work, and I'm glad to be here.
No, but I was told that you're a movie star.
Well, that's a former, much former.
Tell us about that. That's fascinating.
Well, every Easter, if you watch television, you see me eaten by the lions. I was 5 years old, and I was in Sign of the Cross, and I was eaten every year, and I get to see myself at five, and it's fun.
Right. You still get residual checks?
I grew a little bit.
All
no
right.
Residuals.
It was great. Okay, good to see. Great, Joan. Welcome. And let's meet our third player, Dan DeBakis.
DeBakis,
I knew I'd get it.
Okay,
Dan, if you helped me.
Got it.
How
Dan DeBakis, pretty good. I'm married, 5-year anniversary coming up real soon, and have three wonderful little children.
Oh, so, well, family man.
Yeah.
All right.
Being a family man.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Are you all ready to win some money?
Sure am.
All right, I tell you what, I've got four questions. Your correct answers will earn you spins at our big board. The more spins you have, the more money you can win. Because as you know, our board is loaded with thousands of dollars in cash, terrific prizes. And every time you stop the board like this, stop! You'll make money, as I just did. However, there is something else that can happen, and that's called the whammy. If he comes out, he will deprive you of all your funds. And that's a thing you want to avoid like the plague. With that in mind, are you all ready to press your luck?
Ready.
Ready.
Here we go with the first question. According to the latest survey, which household chore do at least 80% of men help with? Dan.
Dishes.
All right. Dan says it's the dishes. If he's right, he's going to get three spins. I'll take Dan's answer and two others. Give them to Jim and Joan. If they're right, they'll earn a spin apiece. Is the correct answer dishes, garbage, or cooking, Jim?
I'm going to say garbage, Peter.
Jim is going to say garbage. We're going to go to Joan to see what she says.
I'll agree with him. Garbage.
You're going to say garbage. Will 80% of the men pitch in and help with the garbage?
Oh.
Right. That's Jim gets a spin. Joan gets a spin. Out of the lion's den, and Dan stays with nothing so far, but we got more questions, Dan. Here comes the second one. According to a study done by the Carnegie Foundation, on what subject in the curriculum should high schools be placing the most emphasis? Jim.
I'd say math, Peter.
Math, all right. Is the correct answer math, English, or science? Joan?
I would say science.
Joan would say science. Let's see what Dan has to say.
I'll go with the English.
You will say English. Carnegie Foundation's findings tell us the most emphasis should be placed on English.
All right.
Dan's right. Woo. Jim stays at one. Joan goes to one. Stays at one. And Dan goes to one. Everybody's got one. Here we go with the third question. More boats are sold in this state than in any other. What state is it, Jim?
Florida.
Florida is the correct answer. Florida, New York, or California, Joan?
California.
Joan says it's California. Let's go to Dan.
I'll go with Florida.
Florida. Well, the fact of the matter is, the most boats are sold in the state of Florida. Correct. That means that Big Jim goes to Big Four because he buzzed in. Valuable spin. Joan stays at one. Dan goes to two. Here is our fourth and final question. Member spins turn into money. Here it comes. What Hollywood actor started the scandal called Hollywood Gate when he blew the whistle on a studio head who forged the actor's check? Joan?
Cliff Robertson.
All right, is the correct answer Cliff Robertson, Warren Beatty, or Jack Nicholson? Jim?
I'll say Cliff Robertson, too.
Jim will say Cliff Robertson. Let's go over to Dan to see what he says.
I'll go with the crowd. Cliff Robertson.
Cliff Robertson. Well, Hollywood Gate was started by Cliff Robertson. Everybody picks up spins. That means that Jim goes to five. Joan picks up big three and goes to four. Dan goes to three. All right, you'll have a chance to convert your spins into big trusty luck dollars. We come back right after this. Don't go away. Now. All right, players, it's now time to take those spins and turn them into dollars. We've got prizes up there on that board. We've got $13,000 in cash. And, of course, a few whammies up there just to keep you honest. Now, each spin can bring you up to $1,500, and that's important because the player who ends this round on top gets to play last in the final round. And as you know, that's a big advantage because that puts you in control. Remember, you can pass your remaining spins anytime you're afraid of the whammy, and everything is at stake each time you spin. Four whammies put you out of the game. All right, are you ready? We're going to go with the player with the fewest spins, and that is, of course, Dan. Okay. No dollars, three big spins. Dan, are you ready?
Ready.
Let's get the $1,500 right off the bat.
Okay.
Stop. Stop at $200 right. And a spin. So you're ahead of the game. Still have your three spins. Here we go, says Dan.
Stop.
Stop at $300 again. Well, actually not again. Actually, it's up to $500. You had $200 the first time. Two spins left. I'm going to go, says Dan.
Stop.
Stop at, oh, well. I tell you, the best thing is to get him over with now, right. You know, let him
save it for
thing.
The second round.
All right, one spin left. You can make some money. Dan, are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go. Let's get the big dollars.
Stop.
Stop at $750, Dan. Okay, you're in the money column. We'll now go to Joan, our movie star with no dollars and four spins. You ready, Joan?
Ready.
You can get rediscovered here.
Stop.
Stop at $470, Joan. Well done. Three spins left. Want to keep going?
Yes.
Joan says, let's go.
Stop.
Stop. Well. Not who you want to touch your grass, Joan, but you've got two spins left. You got them out of your system. No dollars. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's make
let's
some
go.
Money.
Stop.
Stop it. Big bucks. Oh, $150, Joan. That a girl. That puts you in first place by $500. One spin left. What are you going to do?
I'm going to go.
You're going to go. Okay. $1,250 at stake.
Stop.
Stop at a portable television, Joan. Worth $320. Yeah. Brings your total to $1,570, and you're in first place for now. We're going to go see what Jim's going to do with $0, but he's got five big spins. Jim, you ready?
You betcha.
All right, here goes the champ.
Stop.
Stop at $1,250. Second place. Four spins. You ready?
You betcha. Let's go.
Here we go.
Stop.
Stop. Oh. Nice to have things nice and even. Everyone's got one whammy. That's enough. Three spins left. Jim, you want to make some money?
You betcha. Let's
go. Okay, we're going to make some. I just let it because he falls down at least. All right, Jim, you've gotten your share and someone else's. That's enough. Two spins left. You want to make some money? All right, you can pass if you want.
Let's do it again.
You're going to do it again. All right, Jim's going one more.
Stop.
Stop at $200. All right, you got into the money column, Jim. 200, third place, one spin left, two whammies. You have to deal with some strategy here because you don't want to go in with three whammies in round two. You can pass or you can go take that
pass.
Because pass. That spin gets passed to Joan, and she's the player with the highest amount of money. Joan, $1,570, first place at stake. You hit a whammy, and that means Dan has first place.
Stop.
Money! Check, $600, Joan. $2,170, excellent. That means Jim's got $200, Dan, $750. And Joan, you're leading with $2,170, which you know is an advantage. We'll be right back with more questions, spins, prizes, surprises, right after this. players in this round. Spins are even more important than they were in the first round, in that each spin in this round can be worth as much as $5,000. I've got four questions, which means you can earn some more spins. The player who ends this round on top gets to take that money home and come back again. And that's real nice. With that in mind, are you ready to play?
Yes.
Here's your first question. The food of what country is regarded as the favorite foreign food of Americans? Joan?
Chinese.
All right. If you're right, Joan, you will pick up three spins. I'll take your answer and two others. Give it to Jim and Dan. If they're right, they will earn a spin apiece. Is the correct answer Chinese, Mexican, or Italian, Jim?
I'm going to say Italian.
Jim is going to say Italian, and we'll swing over to Dan to see what he thinks.
I'll go with Mexican.
You'll think Mexican. Well, our favorite foreign food is Italian. That means Jim picks up a spin. Joan and Dan, yet to be heard from. All right, we've got more questions. Here's the second one. According to a recent poll, when asked what is their primary source of morning news, what did more people answer? Dan?
The paper.
Newspaper.
Newspaper.
All right. Is the correct answer newspaper, television, or radio, Jim?
I'm going to say radio, Peter.
Jim is going to say radio. We'll go to Joan to see what she says.
I think I have to agree with you, Jim.
What are you going to say, Jim?
Radio.
Radio? Well, most people get their morning news from the radio. And that means that Jim picks up a spin and Joan picks up a spin. Could be worth as much as $5,000, Joan. Dan is yet to be heard from, but we've got the third question. Here it is. What food comes in varieties called Catawba, Muscadine, Niagara, and Concord? Joan.
Grapes.
All right. Is the correct answer grapes, apples, or cherries? Jim?
Grapes.
Jim says it's grapes. Let's see what Dan thinks.
Definitely grapes.
Grapes. Well, those are all varieties of grapes, indeed. That means that Jim goes to three. Joan buzzed in. She picks up three and hits a big four, and Dan hits the circle with one. And here's our fourth and final question. According to the advertisements, what coffee-growing country is the home of Juan Valdez? Jim?
Brazil.
Brazil is the correct answer. Brazil, Colombia, or Argentina? Joan?
Colombia.
Joan says it's Colombia. Let's go to Dan.
I'll go with Colombia.
Colombia. Well, the renowned Juan Valdez resides in Colombia. That means Jim stays at three, Joan goes to five, and Dan goes to two. All right, all our players will be taking those big spins to the real big board to find out who the winner is going to be on Fetch Your Luck. So don't go away.
It's the Buzzer Variety Show. There's singing, dancing, betting, and winning. Coming up next on Buzzer.
Players, it's time for that magical moment when we translate spins into big dollars. And we've got 50,000 of those big dollars up there just waiting for you to get your hands on them. We also have some whammies, so be very careful, because if he jumps out, he takes away your money. Now, the player who came in first in round one is Joan with $2,170. Joan, you're in a great position. You can sit back and relax while Jim and Dan fight it out. You'll be last. That's important. All right, the player with the least amount of money is our champ, Jim, with two whammies, $200, and three spins. Jim, you ready to make some big bucks?
You betcha.
All right, go after that $5,000 and get it.
Stop!
Oh, Jim. Jim, you're not in a great place. Let's take a look at it. You've got no dollars. You do have two spins, but your situation is such that you have three whammies. One more whammy puts you out of the game, so you want to deal with strategy and be very careful about what you do. You've got two spins left. Very difficult to win in third place, which is where you are, but be careful.
Let's go.
Okay, Jim says let's go for it.
Stop!
Advance two spaces to $1,000, Jim. Puts you in second place, $250 more than Dan. About $1,000 less than Joan, one spin left. What do you want to do, Jim? Three whammies.
Let's go.
You're going to go.
Let's go.
Gutsy move, Jim. Let's hope it pays off.
Stop.
Oh, Jim. Took the gamble, it didn't work. Four whammies, okay. Sit back and relax. We're now going to go to Dan with $750. Two spins, one whammy. Are you ready, Dan?
I'm ready.
All right, you've got to beat Joan $2,170.
Stop!
$5,000 spin. That brings you up real quick to $5,750. Two spins because you picked up one. You're in first place by about $3,600. What do you want to do?
I'll press my luck.
Dan's going to go for it. $5,750 at stake. Big money at stake. Oh, and you're off
the game. Oh. Surf
is up. Dan, 57-50 yards, two whammies, no dollars. All right, here's the situation. You have one spin left, no dollars. Jones with 21-70.
She's got five spins.
You got to play.
Sure.
Okay.
Go, big butt. Stop.
Oh. Because three whammies, no dollars, no more spins, but Jones got five spins. She has to play them, or she can pass them. She can pass them back to you, but we've got to deal with those spins. So, Joan, you got five. 21-70.
I'll go.
Gonna go? All right, here she goes.
Stop.
Stop at $2,000, Joan. Congratulations, that brings you up to 4170, a hunk of money, four spins left. Now you can keep going, or you can pass those spins to Dan.
I'm gonna go for it.
4170 at stake, one whammy.
Stop
at $1,500. Oh. Building up a small fortune, Joan. 5670, three spins left. What do you want to do now?
I'm a gambler. I'm going to press my luck.
Joan's going to press her luck. 5670 at stake.
Okay, here goes.
$3,000 and a spin, Joan. Now you're at $8,670. You still have three spins because you picked up one on that. What are you going to do? Press your luck or pass those spins?
I'm going to press my luck. I think all the whammies are out.
All right, Joan thinks all the whammies are gone. Let's hope she's right. She's going to press her luck. 8670 at stake. Dive for cover. Okay, Joan. Took away your 8670. No dollars, but you still have two spins left. So you got some strategy to deal with.
Okay.
You got two whammies. Dan's got three. Neither of you have any dollars. Are you ready to press your luck, or are you going to pass to Dan?
One time.
One time, says Joan. Okay.
Stop.
Stop.
Oh.
One time. All right. Now you've got a real dilemma, Joan.
You really have three
whammies, no dollars, one spin. If you pick up a whammy, you're out of the game. If you pick up anything other than a whammy to get you money, you're going to win. You could pass it to Dan. If he whammies, he's out of the game and you win. Because if he whammies and gets out of the game, you come back with no dollars since they both whammied out. The other alternative is that if Dan makes some money, he wins. He's the champion. So you've got a lot to deal with here. What do you want to do?
Play.
You want to play? Joan's
going
to go herself, see if she can make some money. And see the championship just take advance. She takes $1,000. Joan, you are the champion for today. What a gutsy move. Congratulations. And we'll be right back to find out exactly what you won right after this. We know what you won. $6,000, Joan. Congratulations. We're back with today's big Press Your Luck winner, Joan. Joan, you did it with $1,000. Congratulations.
Awesome.
All right. You know, it's got to be the strangest game I think I've ever seen, where at the end we had Jim had whammied out, you had three whammies, Dan had three whammies, so it was possible that if you had picked up a whammy, Dan would have won with no dollars, or if you had passed it to Dan and he had picked up a whammy, you would have won it with no dollars. Look at this, 10 whammies. I've never seen that.
I didn't know which way to go.
Well, you went the right way, Joan, because you got $1,000 and you won the game. That's really what matters. And Jim, four whammies, you got whammied.
Yeah.
Yeah, real bad, but you're going to walk away with $7,293. Well done. What are you going to do with the money, Jim?
Play with it.
Just toss it up and down for a while.
Bit.
Yeah, that's nice. Maybe you can earn some interest that way. Multiply a bit. Well, that's a nice hunk of change. Nice having you with us. You're a great champ. Dan, you were caught in all this with the whammies and everything. You played well.
Well, I don't know. They didn't seem to treat me too well, but that's life. Little whammies. I'll get them someday.
You'll get them someday. That's a good attitude to have, Dan. Well, you were a valiant contestant. You played it well. We've got some prizes for you, so you will definitely not be going away empty-handed.
Great.
See? And everybody had a good time.
Yeah.
And Joan? Joan, we're going to see you next time.
Yes, sir.
Until then, remember, the whammy is no mirage. He's certain to put you in the garbage. This is Peter DeMarkin saying so long for Press Your Luck. Bye-bye.
Here's what we have for our departing contestants. Quoizel presents this hand-blown crystal lamp from the Satellites Collection, designed to add beauty and warmth to your home exclusively by Quoizel Lighting.
Plus, Icy Hot relieves arthritis pain for hours with soothing coolness plus penetrating warmth. Use Icy Hot only as directed. And for international entertaining or everyday meals, Westbin's Electric Oriental Wok. It's ideal for stir-frying, simmering, and stewing. Plus, Sandwich Mate. It's better than American cheese. Why? More vitamins, minerals, great cheese taste, and Sandwich Mate costs less, too. Also, Sun Sentry automotive alarm systems are built by Sun Electric Corporation. For more than 50 years, the most trusted name in automotive car care products. And new Nat Robbins Lip Prime. Invisible, silky soft lip care cream. Helps stop lipstick bleeding and feathering. Improves the look and feel of your lips.
Ryan Roddy speaking for Press Your Luck, a Carruthers Company presentation.